The longtime Swiss theater troupe Mummenschanz brings its masks and props to Proctor's in Schenectady tonight. I'm Jessie King reporting for WAMC, and I sat down with the co-founder and artistic director for a preview. If you make your way to Proctor's tonight, this is likely what you will hear. Not the performers, but the crowd. In this performance from 1978, an audience watches in delight as a giant blob-like figure struggles to shuffle atop a platform on stage. The group actually recorded this and other performances to release as an album at the time, a move Floriana Frasetto quickly points out as a gag, because Mummenschanz is German for mummery, a play involving mummers or mimes. The daughter of Italian immigrants to the U.S., Frasetto studied acting, mime, and dance in Rome throughout the 1960s and started Mummenschanz in 1972 with Andres Bessard and Bernie Schurch, a couple of Swiss clowns going by the names Before and Lost.
We were in our 20s. We had a baggage full of ideas and hopes and poetic values and criticism. We wanted to change the world, but we had no money. So we took a lot of stuff that we found on the streets or in garage sales, and we constructed out of objects, everyday life objects. We gave them a personality, a character. We wore them as masks, as costumes, and off we went. And people went crazy because they had never seen this.
In the 5 decades since, Mummenschanz has played around the world on stages ranging from The Muppet Show to a 3-year stint on Broadway in the 1970s. They quickly expanded upon the masks, adding large costumes depicting jellyfish, swans, gloves, and even giant, harder-to-identify creatures to the mix. And in a series of unconnected skits, the troupe's 5 actors tell stories and draw laughter with nothing but these props and their bodies. As, quote, the musicians of silence, end quote, Frasetto says it comes down to timing and body movement.
We form our rhythms according to the type of audience that there is out there. Sometimes there are more children, sometimes there are more elderly people that have another rhythm of reacting. So we have to tune our physical and mental instrument towards you, and that's why I call the show You and Me.
Frasetto co-invented the entire Mummenschanz repertoire and has played in each performance. For characters sometimes made out of paper or plastic, the experiences they live can be surprisingly human. Frasetto says the group's themes always come down to emotion, love, hate, jealousy, fear, etc. You and Me is no different, often depicting scenarios from everyday life.
There is one skit that is between a violin and a viola worn as a mask. And she is like expressing herself, and she's a very talkative woman, and she's all over him doing this pizzicato, and he can't stand it no more, so he's covering his ears, and everyone identifies to an everyday couple.
Frasetto says these small but universal interactions are what have kept Mummenschanz going. The group has changed a bit since its start. Bessard died of AIDS in 1992, and Schurch last performed with the troupe in 2012. But in a world made increasingly loud and hectic by technology, Mummenschanz continues to keep it simple and poignant. Frasetto encourages audiences to come with an open mind, saying people young and old can expect an opportunity to play.
We can't see much through our masks, but we're dying to feel you and to hear your innocent, childlike laughter and your let go from this heavy duty everyday life.
Mummenschanz takes the stage at Proctor's in Schenectady tonight at 7:30. Reporting for WAMC, I'm Jessie King.